Can Coal Make a Comeback? That's the title of a new report from Columbia University. As Glynis Board reports, researchers there analyzed the factors leading to the coal industry's decline and assessed the Trump administration's efforts to revive it.
Researchers like Trevor Hauser, a co-author of the Columbia report, took a close look at the factors that led to the dramatic decline in the coal industry over the last 5 or 6 years.
We've gone from 130,000 coal miners down to about 75,000. Production in the U.S. has fallen by 30%.
Cheaper natural gas from the shale gas boom is the biggest factor. Changes in international markets have also reduced demands and lowered coal prices here in the U.S. Renewable energy is also becoming a lot more competitive. Increased regulation, which is often spotlighted as a significant factor in coal's decline, has probably had the least effect, according to Hauser.
Environmental regulations have played a role, but in our analysis, a relatively small one.
His report estimates regulation might account for about 3 to 5% of the industry's decline over the last several years. Nationally, the industry has seen a small increase in activity in recent months. Regionally, there have even been slight increases in employment, especially in West Virginia. But Hauser is not optimistic that the industry will be able to sustain growth.
It's unlikely that those market factors that have reduced coal production over the past 5 years are going to change in a way that will lead to a recovery in coal production in the years ahead.
But industry representatives like Chris Hamilton with the West Virginia Coal Association remain cautiously optimistic about the future of the industry.
There's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of what we would call infrastructure needed to give the industry a real boost. That's either being discussed or being implemented on small scale. So it's all positive. But boy, we have our fingers crossed. And like I said, an awful lot of things got to line up and happen in order for us to get back to where we were.
Hamilton says sustained growth in the industry will require President Trump to accomplish a lot, including bringing U.S. steel and manufacturing back to international prominence, as well as incentivizing renewed investment in coal-fired power. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.